A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time, 4:59, Triple Team Traffic, sponsored by Zions Bank, official bank of the Utah Jazz. Ricky Meese, where are the slowdowns?
Delays on southbound I-15 from about 3500 south through Midvale. Michelle?
Well, KSL traffic troopers saying that we have wood in the road, or lumber, I should say. This is southbound between Spanish Fork and Benjamin Exit. Steve?
And northbound 15, a bit thick at 6 North, leaving downtown Salt Lake City. Got a crash on Riverdale Road, westbound at 1700 West. Time to upgrade your entry or garage door. Call for a free estimate on a beautiful, secure, prices guaranteed door. 801-975-7575. Prices guaranteed doors. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
An overnight low tonight of 30 degrees, up to 54 tomorrow. Looks a little bit cooler for the weekend, but the weather really changing early next week with some showers coming our way. 50 degrees down. Downtown.
Your all-day resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on any smart speaker, the KSL News Radio app, and in your car at 102.7 FM.
KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City,
KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Good evening. This is the 5 o'clock report. 20 minutes of uninterrupted news, commercial free. I'm Maria Chaleos, and today for Jeff Kaplan, KSL's top story this hour. The first case of the Omicron variant has been discovered in the United States.
It is a resident of San Francisco who traveled to South Africa, came back on November 22nd, had symptoms, and got tested this week. They're now positive for Omicron. Dr. Grant Colfax is San Francisco's director of public health.
And they did the right thing and got tested and reported their travel history. They had received a full dose of the Moderna vaccine, but no booster.
California Governor Gavin Newsom says with 40 million residents, it's not a surprise the first case in the U.S. was found here, but he believes Omicron is already elsewhere in the U.S. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
So what does it mean now that the U.S. has identified the first case of the Omicron? ABC's Andy Field continues our team coverage.
It will take several weeks to know whether vaccines or boosters work against the Omicron variant, now discovered in one person in the U.S. Dr. Anthony Fauci says that doesn't tell him much.
This is what we call in medicine an N equals one, which means that you really can't take anything away from a single patient.
That patient traveled from South Africa to San Francisco last week, has mild symptoms, and is in quarantine. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
Here in Utah, it's not a matter of if the variant will get here, it's a matter of when. That's according to Jenny Johnson with the State Department of Health. She adds it can take weeks to sequence COVID tests.
The Utah Public Health Lab does a lot of the genetic sequencing in the state. PCR tests are the ones that we do genetic sequencing on. If you go in and get tested tomorrow and you're positive, you're not going to know if you're a variant or not. Like it doesn't happen like that. It does take a few weeks to often get those results back.
Meantime, Salt Lake City is closely monitoring developments with the variant.
I've been in touch with Dr. Dunn at the county and listening to the medical experts who are still advising us that the best thing we can do today to protect ourselves and our families is to get vaccinated, get the booster, and still wear a mask when you're indoors.
That is Salt Lake City Mayor Aaron Mendenhall. Utah saw nearly 2,300 new COVID-19 cases today. School-aged children made up just over 19% of those cases. State Department of Health is reporting 17 more COVID deaths, and 10 of those deaths were people younger than the age of 65. Utah State Hospital is going through a severe staffing shortage, and officials with the hospital say they are doing everything they can to fix it. The hospital treats the most severe cases of mental illness, including accused criminals who are not competent to stand trial. Superintendent Dallas Earnshaw says they actually saw a boost in their workforce at the beginning of the pandemic.
We actually saw an increase in our staffing right at the beginning of the pandemic. But after about 3 to 6 months, that changed drastically to the other direction.
Earnshaw says they have lost a total of 20% of their employees since the pandemic, but they are increasing their recruiting efforts at job fairs and colleges. Our top national stories this hour. A prosecutor in Michigan says the 15-year-old school shooting suspect from yesterday's deadly Oxford High School shooting will be charged as an adult.
There are crimes that the legislature has said are so serious that a person who commits them can automatically be charged as an adult. First-degree murder is the most serious of all those crimes. Second, there are facts leading up in the shooting that suggest this was not just an impulsive act.
Oakland County Prosecutor Karen McDonald says 4 students were killed. 1 person was injured after a stolen car crashed into a house. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz has that story.
2 men in their 20s who didn't have any weapons approached a woman in her car at the West Valley Costco. They demanded she give up her car. The woman complied and called police as the men drove away. As the men left the parking lot, they crashed into another car and then into a house. At least 1 person was transported to the hospital from the other car, and the 2 suspects ran away on foot.
Police are still looking for the 2 men who stole the car. A popular YouTuber from southern Utah is being charged with insurance fraud as prosecutors claim he charged AAA for tows that either never happened or shouldn't have happened. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
Charging documents say one of the fraudulent tows was actually posted on Matt Wetzel's YouTube channel, Matt's Off-Road Recovery. Prosecutors say Wetzel towed a Polaris Razor off-road vehicle and charged that to AAA, but as a policy, AAA does not cover off-road vehicles. In another case, prosecutors say Wetzel told someone who was not covered by the insurance company to become a member, then file the claim for the tow after they did.
The charging documents say investigators spoke with Wetzel where he admitted the tows were wrong on the front end but fair on the back. KSL News Time, 5:05. It is time for First Look traffic on the 5 o'clock report. Here's Ricky Meese.
In Murray, we have an accident westbound I-215 South Belt at about 3rd West, but it's completely out of traffic over to the right shoulder. It's right under the overpass, so it's not been causing any kind of delay. In Weber County, a crash westbound Riverdale Road at 1700 West. If you are traveling I-15 tonight, you are going to see traffic filling in and slowing down from just before 2100 South into downtown. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now, too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.